Look at any poll on issues important to Texans, and illegal immigration ranks at or near the top.
The answer is to help them where they're at so that they don't need to come to the U.S. and drain our resources here.
That's Dave Smith. He's president of the Denton County Republican Tea Party. Denton County Commissioner Hugh Coleman feels much the same way.
If they came in illegally, they need to leave and re-enter.
Both men were in an audience of about 300 Republicans Monday night as their party's four lieutenant governor candidates laid claim to the title Defender of the Border. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is running for re-election.
Over the last 5 years, we've appropriated $800 million of your Texas tax dollars in buying high-altitude spotter aircraft with X-ray, with infrared to see at night. We've put Texas Ranger SWAT teams in the brush to interdict people involved in human trafficking, illegal immigration, drugs coming in.
Senator Dan Patrick from Houston says he's also sponsored effective legislation.
I authored to end sanctuary cities. Brian Birdwell and I tried to repeal in-state tuition.
Then his Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples told voters to check out his book on beefing up border security. Patrick took aim at Staples' record.
In his book, he failed to tell voters that he voted to give, in 2001, in-state tuition to illegals. Todd voted to give driver's license to illegals in 2001.
Staples has said he never knowingly voted to give driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants.
You're trying to put spin on things, and if you're going to talk about issues, you really need to know what you're talking about.
And he now wants to repeal the law that gives in-state tuition to undocumented students who've graduated from Texas high schools.
The reason that we have said that in-state tuition should be repealed is because that was based upon those students correcting their status. It has not been enforced.
Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson was the only lieutenant governor candidate with a proposal for what to do with the millions of undocumented immigrants already here. He supports a controversial guest worker program that's part of the state Republican platform.
We are doing the wrong thing if our Border Patrol is chasing the kid that works in the kitchen at the local restaurant instead of chasing coyotes, narco traffickers, and criminals. We need to prioritize.
The GOP plan, strongly opposed by some party members, would allow immigrant workers to temporarily fill jobs when no U.S. workers are available. It would require those with immigration violations to pay a fine before participating in the program. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.